Part of it is the opening. Just, all right,
you'll
do it now.
Like everybody else.
I already started it, so just go.
Fuck me, that's so much worse. Holy shit! That is so much worse. Dude, no fucking wonder we didn't feel level one. Holy shit, that scared me so bad.
That you nearly jumped out of your seat.
I did not expect it to be that strong. Okay. It didn't hurt, but it scared the fuck out of me.
If you say, okay, I give up. It's good, it's fine.
Okay. Not a fun episode today. So, today we have a little bit of a different fucking episode, of course. Today, our guest, did I already swear?
Yeah, you said the other.
Oh, we're tracking. That's already a shock.
Yeah, well, I don't have it on yet, right? I can swear all I want. No, okay, hold on. I can't get shocked until I have the collar on. None of these count yet.
I'm recording them.
Okay, but I'm not getting shocked for the ones I say before it's on.
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Get them all out of your system now.
No. dude. Well, honestly, what am I? Okay, hold on. All right, let's. Okay, hold on. So Hanky is actually the guest this episode. Figured we'd change it up a little bit. We got several things to talk about. Like, just we haven't recorded in a while. We got a lot's happened. A lot's going on. Got some exciting news for all of you guys, especially the listeners. So as promised in the last episode, I had the most amount of swears of no no's and bad words. And because of that, I farted. Because of that, I have to wear a literal fucking shock collar. And I don't want to. This thing is insane. So, really quick, this is the vibrate. That's level one. The vibrate goes up to 8, and then the shock goes up to 16. I bet they'll be able to hear the shock if we... I'm going to turn it up. The shock goes up to 16. So how are we doing this? Every time I swear, it goes up?
I think we should all test it out with a...
Wait, it does pick it up. I think it does.
I think, well, we all got to try it out at one. Just everyone tries it a little once, and then we'll go from there.
Am I wearing it around the neck?
No, around the arm. Bicep, I would say.
Should I put it, like, right on my spine and just have a seizure?
Put it inside your eyes. Like, wear it like a headband.
Put it on my temple. Oh, my God. I'm actually, like, really nervous. I'm not. I grabbed beer out of my fucking garage because I just got... scared.
God, you would suck. You gotta put that thing on. You're at 3. We're at 3 minutes. You had 1 minute.
Get out of here.
Dude, I'm scared. I'm honestly so scared right now. This is not fun. Just the idea of this. I know this is gonna be horrible. It's gonna be horrible, and we have to actually... Why did it flash?
I don't know. It's just been flashing. I saw this video where they had one on, and he was going through a drive-thru, and he was ordering, and so, like, right before he said, like, I want a McChicken, like, he, but like, where he said, I want a bleh, and then they would do it.
That's the one where he's like, oh, you forgot my shake. He's like, you didn't order, so he's like, shake them titties! And then the guy in front doesn't drive, and he's like, dude, go, go! And he's just sitting there at the window, like,
I can only imagine.
Put it on? Or do we should all try it first?
No, we're all trying it first, yes. Yeah.
I vote right, last.
Try it at one.
I vote last. Why don't you go first? Put it on. Or just put it, like, on your arm. Like right here. Oh, you can't do it through the sweatshirt, you cheater. There we go. Just do one shock. All right, ready? What if he just spazzes? Did it shock you? You didn't even feel it?
No.
It definitely went off.
So bump it up to 3.
3?
What do you mean bump it? If you didn't feel 1.
That's the vibrate.
How was that?
That's the noise. You don't feel that shock?
That's pussy stuff right there.
Did you feel it? Well, hold on. I want to try.
Okay, I'll try the one. All right. I hope it just
so it is definitely. What if he's faking it and I just freak out? There's nothing there.
Nothing at all? Put it against him. There's not. Did you turn it up?
It's on one.
Yeah, let me try the one.
Yeah, but there's nothing there.
What if you're all faking?
No, I'm being serious.
Hey, do it again.
I didn't press it. I'm pressing it right now and holding it.
Yeah, that's nothing.
All right. I don't feel a single thing.
All right, bump it up to three. See if we feel anything.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, bump it up to zero. All
right, it's at three. Oh, no. All right. Just wear it like that. Oh, okay. That one, it doesn't hurt, but it's definitely a startle. You feel it. It literally is like, I mean, less than the gum prank.
Oh, God, I hate the gum prank.
You feel it?
Yeah, I feel it, but
it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt by any means. I'm anxious as shit right now. I bet
on the neck. It hurts a lot.
Should I try it on the neck?
God, I hate that feeling. Fucking do it.
It's not that bad.
Oh no, yeah, that was just like a little.
Yeah, it's not bad. Should I try it on my neck? Oh my God. Oh no, why am I doing this?
We should just buy a taser.
Fuck me, that's so much worse. Holy shit! That is so much worse!
Okay.
Dude, no fucking wonder we didn't feel level one. Holy shit, that scared me so bad.
That you nearly jumped out of your seat. Dude,
I did not expect it to be that strong. Okay. It didn't hurt, but it scared the fuck out of me.
If you say...
Oh my...
Okay.
God! We need to try one then.
Try one on
your
neck?
Dude, that scared me so bad.
Okay, try one on your neck.
Dude, I'm so nervous.
What's like the multiplier? So here's like if you did so it's a
so it there times worse? The three on the level three we'll say that's like I mean if that's a one, what I just did was at least a four.
Okay, so if you weren't on the four, then you got to bump up to 12.
Dude, that scared me so bad. I'm afraid to put it on for level one.
Do level one.
We might not go to 16. I'm actually worried it'll like kill me.
I wouldn't do 16 around on that.
No.
Dude, I didn't feel anything, and that made me even more scared.
Try again. Okay, so one just doesn't do anything, it seems like.
Yeah, one does literally nothing. Okay, so but three sent me! Okay. Three sent me out of my chair!
Okay, so then do, like, put on eight and wear it around your arm.
Eight?
Well, it has to be a consequence for swearing. What was that?
I mean, this is on two. Wait, hold on. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Okay. Okay. Dude.
Okay.
Fuck.
Try. How about
like
try,
I swore.
Okay. Okay. Try five on your arm, and we'll see how that goes.
Dude, three around the neck actually set me. Do I wear it around the neck?
No. You wear it around your arm.
Should I wear it around the neck?
Yeah. We just bump it up. Why, do you want it around your neck? You're really feeling. We're telling you now.
I'm so scared. I'm so scared. All right. Would you say bump up to three?
No. Bump it up to like six. Put it on your arm and see if...
Oh my God, this is such a horrible idea.
Wait, I got a better idea. At the end of the podcast, if we'll all say how many swears he's going to have by the end of this, and whoever's the closest gets to choose the number for him, they get shocked.
Absolutely. No, I don't trust you guys. I literally almost said a bad word. Here, I'll buzz it because I caught myself.
All
right, this is five. Oh my gosh. Oh my God, okay. That would hurt so bad on my neck.
I'm not saying I'm going
to... No, I know, I'm just like, I'm equating it to the neck. Dude, I am not exaggerating.
Okay, drop it down.
Can you try it? Can you try it too on the neck?
No.
Would you try two on the neck? It is so nerve-wracking. Oh, two? You want to do two? I just put it to 16 and kill him. Alright, it's on two. You see it's on two. Ready? Ready?
Oh,
isn't that scary?
I like that.
Dude, right?
I like that.
That's two. That's level two.
Okay.
That's see what I'm saying?
It's because you got like...
I did it in three. I did it at three expecting the level one that was on my arm. Did it at three on my neck. Oh my gosh. Level one you don't feel. Level three knocked me out of my chair. Almost. Like I shot. I have to wear this thing.
Okay, four around your arm.
Dude, I think...
Level 4 around your arm.
I think 5 will be fine, but
I think we just send it to 16.
No, 5 will be fine. Dude, I'm so nervous. I'm actually so anxious right
your
now.
Your reaction, I want to know what 16 looks like.
On the arm?
Yeah.
I'll probably try it at the end. Okay. By then I'll have a... If I do 16 now, I genuinely think I won't put it on.
Okay.
I think I wouldn't put it on.
Okay.
So we're talking... Dude, I'm serious, dude. Do not put this up in the middle of this on me. I'll cry.
Okay. And then hand it over to scorekeeper, please.
I'm afraid to give you this.
I'm not going
to
do it randomly.
I don't trust you.
I won't do it randomly.
Okay, we're not doing those now.
Okay, What do you mean?
We can't do my swears all at once?
No, we're not doing five. From here on out, once when you get on your arm, it's here and out, then you get zapped. And then shits and asses are the vibrate.
Shit and asses vibrate. Dude, God. Dude, I'm so nervous. I don't want to put this on.
Thank you.
Where
do I know what we have to do.
All right, I'm putting it on. I'm putting it on. Where do I... Hold on. Hold on. Let's calm down there, all right? Where do I wear it? Like my bicep?
Yeah, just put it on your bicep.
It's gonna... Have you felt it on the bicep yet? Like...
No, I did five on my forearm and it doesn't feel good. Dude, I don't want to do this. I'm so scared.
Hey, this is for teens. This isn't for us. This isn't for the viewers. This is for teens. All right? Dan, I know you listen. You're welcome.
Looks like you're shooting up right now.
Dude, I got to
do it with your teeth.
I'm fucking... All right.
Oh, my God.
Why not try to help
me? I'm so scared. Zach, help me. Help me put this on. Someone put this on. I'm thinking just the bottom of my arm so it can't fall.
Yeah.
Elliot, we bought the shock collar.
Yeah, I hear you guys talking about it.
Do you want to try it?
No.
Not. Not even like on your arm?
No. Not interested.
Yeah, you are. Dude, the way I reacted after that first shock, that scared me so bad.
You almost flew off your...
Dude, I was not expecting that at all. Like, not in the slightest. Yeah, the fact that it goes to 16, that's probably for, like, massive dogs.
That's probably like if your dog's trying to kill someone.
Yeah, it's like a King Corso or whatever.
My buddy's got a King Corso.
I knew a King Corso named Buddy. I'm not even kidding. He's dead. Get hit by a car.
Jeez.
I'm completely making that up. But I did know a King Corso.
Not the King Corso.
Yeah, I did know a King Corso.
It tried to rape me, so, you know.
It did. He was our favorite dog for a reason. Dude, my arm is pretty freaking small. This should not be that hard. Oh,
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, it's for...
Dude, I'm so nervous.
Come on, let's try one.
Wait, hold on.
I'm
hold
trying,
on.
No, no, no.
Hold
no,
on.
No, I'm not. I'm
hold on. It's
I'm
not
trying
hard.
To vibrate.
Zach?
Vibrate.
Zach?
Vibrate.
Oh, my God. Dude, I don't trust this. Get this thing off my arm. I'm so scared, dude.
Okay. How about this? We'll leave it right here so you can always see the numbers.
What is it on?
That was the beep. So we'll leave
it's on one for vibrate.
Okay.
There's two settings. So like the top one, the numbers. The top one is vibrate. The bottom one is electric. Yeah. That's, so it's on level 5.
Okay, yeah. We'll leave it in the middle of the table. Okay? So you'll always see the numbers. Okay?
How do you even adjust the shock?
You have to...
There it is.
Press the shock and then press the button.
Yeah.
See how it feels that on the...
Set it down. I don't trust you. I do not trust you. I'm checking that. I don't trust anyone here.
5 and 5.
Then we'll get it to stay.
You don't have to do it like where it's like tight.
Yeah, I just want it to stay so it like won't be moving. I don't want to have to keep adjusting it.
Well, just put your arm down on the table like this and have it.
You think I sit still? Yeah, I don't sit still when I'm not getting shocked.
See, well, how about I hold it? I hold it, and then when he says,
"No, that's a good
I just
spot."
Press
that's
it
a good spot because it. Unifies. The problem is, it just needs to be able to.
Oh yeah, you can see like where like it like went against your skin.
Yeah. I pitched myself twice there, and then yeah. Okay, let's get the show on the road, baby. All
right.
I gotta like be careful every time I pick up my drink that I don't swear, just so I don't like throw it. Yeah. All right. So, first things first. Yeah, welcome back to the Late Night Drive, Hanky. Welcome to the Late Night Drive.
Oh, you know, glad to be back.
As always. So, we've had a lot happen. As I'm sure you guys are wondering, for any of you that do keep up with us. We are not in Colorado. We are not with Joey. We were not able to make the trip. My fault. Just had some other stuff going on. Wasn't able to get down there. I'm sure it's not really important to get into it, but just wasn't able to make it down there. We're going to see Joey soon, though. We'll get him on soon eventually. It's looking like April whenever he's home.
Oh, he's like Easter or something.
Yeah. Something like that. I know he's got a wedding coming up. And then he's coming home on leave sometime too. I don't know. But, so we have a not fun episode today. One of the things I did want to talk about is... I lost my job. So I'm not working right now because the job I was working at... I'm so nervous. This is horrible. I can't speak. I cannot speak. I'm so scared. So the job I'm working at, we like ran out of work. So for a while I was just like for the last couple weeks, like I've just been door dashing. And this is what I wanted to get at. So I've been door dashing a lot lately. If I'm telling a story and a person in the story says a bad word,
like you can leave
in quote, quote.
Yeah.
So end quote, yeah, like something like that.
All right. You can do that, air quotes, so we know not to shock you.
But then what if you just claim you didn't see it?
Well, there's two of us here.
Yeah. You're both named Zach.
Okay, and you're with the shotgun around, all right?
I am. Dude, I can't get a word on my neck. We should have recorded that video.
We can reenact it.
I don't, that, I mean, dude, that genuinely scared me so bad. Like, genuinely scared me so bad. So, back to it. What did I say?
Nothing. Don't worry about
what
it.
What are you doing?
I'm just labeling. This is before shot collar. You've had one bad word with a shot collar.
There's two. Outside.
It's at it. It's fine. Okay. Happy?
No. I still have the shot collar on. So, I've been door dashing a lot. And, dude, people are, for lack of a better word, so annoying. Like, I just, dude, some of the people that you have to deal with these, and I've been doing them, like, late at night, are just so annoying. So, the one night, I'm out, and one of the places that I deliver to all the time is, like, I often will go to, like, ERs or hospitals, things like that. Because mm-hmm. I'll go out, and I'll do it at, like, 4 in the morning, right? Or, like, not, I'll go out that late, but I'll be out super late doing it because you get extra pay and all this stuff. I'm just, and there's also, like, no one out. So, I'm out in I probably shouldn't say the hospital. I'll cut it out. So I'm out in, you know where that hospital is? Have you been out there? So that hospital specifically is very confusing. So I'm getting Condados. If you don't know what Condados is, it's a taco restaurant. It's nice. It's super good, but it's a taco restaurant. So I'm at Condados. I pick up an order, and I pick it up. It's a big order, and I see them going to this ER out in wherever. Or, hospital out and wherever, which is completely normal. I drop off there all the time for, like, the nurses and stuff like that. Like, they'll all order a bunch of things at once. Mm-hmm. So I have this giant bag of Condados, and I go. I drop off. I had a double order. I drop off the one meal. I'm driving over there. As I pull in, I'm at the wrong spot. I could not figure out where the actual, like, emergency room was, mm-hmm. which was super annoying. So I pull in. I get to this emergency room. And, well, I'm not actually at the emergency room. I pull and I'm at the hospital, and I'm like, where do I go? I see this one lady walk out of the building, and I'm like, okay, I guess that's where I go in. So I take this meal, and as I'm walking in, I, like, stop, and I'm reading this message. The person I'm dropping off for leaves me a message, right? And I didn't screenshot it, and I wish I did. So what the message entailed was, hey, man, my name's, he's like, hey, man, his name was, I will not forget this. His name is Devin. Right? Doesn't matter to the story, but his name is Devin. I just will never, that name will be left in my brain. So I leave, or I'm walking, and I'm reading this message, and it's like, hey, man, I don't know how this works, but if you hand deliver the order to me, I will pay you fondly. That is legitimately the word he used to explain. He's like, I'll tip you fondly. And I'm like, oh, I'm getting a blowjob. Let's go. So I walk into this hospital. And, oh, he also puts in the message, he's like, I'm the guy in a McDonald's uniform who smells like pot. And I'm like, solid. Now I know what Devin I'm looking for in case there's two of them that are for some reason there. So I walk in this hospital. There's no one in there. Like, literally not a soul. I am walking around with a bag. And, I mean, I could have just walked up into, like, some rooms or, like, there was no one there. I'm walking around this hospital. Like, the hell? Where am I? Is that a bad word?
I don't know.
Okay. Like, the hell? Like, where do I go? So I'm walking around, and I see this guy. Oh, my God. I see this guy, and he's, like, a security guard, and I can see in the reflection of the window behind him, he's playing, like, Dungeons and Dragons or something like that, like some old man security. And I'm like, hey, man, like, listen, I have this order. I explain it to him, and he rolls his eyes, like, all right, listen. You know what he looked like now that I'm thinking about it? You know Luke Skywalker in the newest movie? Yeah. The older, like, old Luke Skywalker looked like him, but, like, off-brand. So, like, I have off-brand Luke Skywalker telling me the way of the Force and where to go. He's like, all right, here's what you're going to do, because you're not technically supposed to be over here, whatever the hell he said. That was a catch. I hope you guys know that. I almost said the F word. That was a good catch. He's like, whatever. So, he tells me, he's like, you're going to go around this corner, you're going to turn left, the doors say do not enter, you're just going to enter. And I was like, okay. So I go, and I turn the corner, and it says employees only. And I'm like, well, he told me to get there, and I am dropping off this order because I need the money. Like, I'm giving it to this kid. So I walk through. I'm just back, like, where all, like, the nurses and everyone is supposed to be. Like, I am absolutely not supposed to be there. So I'm walking through this back hallway, just, like, looking in rooms and stuff, like, walking by, like, wondering where I'm at, wondering where everyone else is at. By the way, there's no one there. There's, like, all these empty offices. I'm like, where am I? I get around the corner, and I have to walk outside and then back into the doors. And I walk in, and these three nurses are looking at me. And I'm like, listen, I have this order. And I explain it to him. And I was like, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but he asked that I specifically give it to him. And they're like, who's the name on the order? And I go, Devin. And this one nurse looks at me and just rolls her eyes. She's like, follow me. And I'm like, here we go. This is going to be a journey. So she takes me through this room. Mind you, we didn't, like, go through the hallway that you would normally go to get to the ER. Uh-huh. She just takes me through, like, a bunch of offices. There was, like, some lady at a desk, like, typing at her computer. And here I come walking through with a bag of Condados. And we get back there. And this kid, he sees me. Is there in quotes, all right? Beginning quote, he goes, no fucking way. And I'm like, what's up, man? And the nurse is like, you didn't ask us if we wanted anything? And he was like, hey, man, it's just the way it goes. And immediately I was laughing. And this kid smells like pot. Like, the whole place.
So his description was right?
Oh, absolutely. It genuinely smelled like he smoked a joint right there, like, in the office. Like, everyone was just like, the hell is going on? And as I'm walking by, there's, like, this girl and her mom, like, staring at me as if, like, I walked in there with a gun. Like, I don't know why they were so upset with me, but, like, I mean, they're in an ER, so I guess they're not really having the best night, whatever the hell happened. And the kid ended up tipping me, and he pulled out, like, four bills, and I saw three ones, and I was like, no way is this retard about to give me $4, right? And then in the back, I noticed a 20. He tipped me $23 on top of the 11 I made for that. And I took it, threw it in my pocket, and I was gone. And then I got lost on the way out. And again, it was just walking around this house. I literally got lost. I could not, because the parking lots weren't connected. I was like, all right, I know I need to be on that side, but there's nothing here. There's a creek. How do I get over to the other side of this? Oh, so that was annoying, but made some fat money. And then that later that night, or, you know, I can tell my next story after. You guys got any stories? What's been going on with you idiots?
Almost died, actually.
You almost died.
For real. Today. Yeah. This is dead serious, too. So, I do electrical for work.
Fuck. I just want to try.
Where's the shot?
Oh, my God!
Everyone wants to know he almost jumped out of his chair.
Dude, that hurts so bad.
Do you want to drop it down to four or do you want to keep it?
No, keep it. Okay. Keep it. It's fine.
I caught your beer.
I might have just turned it off. Don't. Wait, hold on. I might have just turned it off.
No, the carbon's here.
No, there's a button on here, too.
Do a vibrate.
Oh, my God. Okay. Good catch. Dude,
I'll keep this on the floor.
Oh, my God. Why did I do that to myself? I was like, oh, this would be funny. I didn't remember how bad it was. It's that bad.
Oh, man.
Hey, but it's worked. You had five previous,
and now I'm so anxious. I wonder how fast my heartbeat is going right now.
I could see you wiping off your sweaty hands on the table.
Yeah. I do it all the time. I don't want to get shy. I'm not exaggerating. I wish I was just being, like, funny. Like, no, it genuinely doesn't. It's not that it, like, necessarily hurts. But it's, like, definitely a spaz. Like, your whole body's like, oh, I don't like this. Like, oh, I almost swore there. Your whole body is like, ugh. It's
what I'm just waiting for is when we do it, he's like, he says it, and then because he got shocked, he says it again.
That's what I'm so afraid of.
Okay, how'd you almost die?
Challenge almost died, Aki.
So I've been electrocuted about, 13 times from just doing electrical work, which is, I guess, not normal, but to me, that's perfectly fine. I'm still standing. Mm. And there's this one we're doing in the valley, I'll say. It's part of somewhere that I want to disclose their building. And we're remodeling because they just bought it. It used to be a house with offices in it. And then they changed it to just offices for their business. And so we're putting in new outlets, rewiring everything. And that the day that I got almost died is the day we're putting in outlets. And I'm over in these office buildings. And there's the panel is like where it has everything, all your wires at. Basically turn on everything.
Okay.
And so that's supposed to be off.
Okay.
And when you're doing new construction, well, there's a thing called a 220 wire.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that basically is what charges from the meter.
Yeah.
220 is enough to kill a person normally.
Mm-hmm.
And if say I had like a bad heart or something, I would have died on the scene.
What?
Do you want to be built like a 2-ton pickup truck? Then my buddy Aaron here knows just the fella for you.
Right, guys. And that fella will be my good friend, Mike. He is in training. He is a personal trainer. Although not certified, you will save a ton of money going through a personal trainer like Mike. Instead of paying $4-5 million for some of these old heads who are all jacked up on steroids, you're going through someone who knows what he's fucking talking about. I'm not kidding. I went through this program for the last 2 months. I gained in size. My numbers went up. I seriously swear by this, guys. He is going to help you out with bulking, cutting, toning, strength conditioning, anything you can think of. He is there. Now, there's going to be 3 different plans. All the details will be on his Instagram. You will find that at messer.fitness. That's messer.fitness. Messer.fitness. When you reach out, let him know you found him through the LND podcast, and you are going to get half off on any of the 3 plans. Again, guys, go try it out. Seriously, if you're looking to make real changes in the gym, this is going to be your way to do it.
What happened? So keep going.
So I'm thinking, okay, this is nothing. I'm going, and then I go to put, because at first, I'm stripping the wires, which is able to go into the outlet to put the outlet in. My strippers I have, it's an electrical tool, and they should have exploded as I hit the hot wire.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. So I grab the hot, and I'm pushing the neutral away, which basically livened up.
You made a circuit.
It livened up the whole thing. And so I got shocked with 220 straight to the whole body.
How'd that feel?
Let's just say my heart started slowing down at one point. I got all dizzy, fell up against the wall, and was like, how you feel your heartbeat after like running around in circles for so long, and you'll feel it start racing. Mine was slowing, going super slow. And I'm like, my dad comes over and he goes, "What happened?" I'm like, I just got shocked.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I go, "I just got shocked and it didn't feel like a normal shock."
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, "Well, it's supposed to be off." And there's these things called wiggies that we call them. They tell you how much amps and volts.
He's like 2 words off a racial slur right there. Sorry. You said it. I'm just.
And they tell you how much volts are in your wire. Well, if you take the hot and a ground wire, that's 110. That will do some damage, but it's not enough to kill you. And then he took the hot and the neutral. Turned out to be 220 coming straight from the meter to an outlet. Wow.
How many amps?
I don't remember. I just heard 220.
Because that's the big thing is amperage. Because volts, what is it? Volts is how much water is in the river. And then I think amperage is how fast that... No, I think it's the other way around. Volts is like how much water's in the river. And then amperage is how fast that river's flow.
What are the amps and volts of this dog killer right here? I probably shouldn't say that. What are the amps and volts of this
definitely way lower than.
I want to die. I want to die. I am so just anxiety struck right now. I'm afraid to talk at all times. I've almost swore 4 times. Like we're just in you saying that, where I almost like, oh, and like I'm afraid.
You caught.
This is not living. This is not living.
It's working.
Just because someone works better with a gun to their head doesn't mean it's a good way to work.
Whatever you suggest.
I'm stuttering.
That's a quote right there.
Oh yeah, we did quotes.
Hold on, I'm not finishing. Yeah,
finish your story. Sorry.
And so, the thing was too is like my dad basically treated like it was nothing, and I'm like. He goes,
as dads are.
And he goes, oh, you're okay. And I'm like, he's like, you're fine. You're a big guy. And I'm like, what? And then he goes, I'm like, so 220 goes, yeah, you could have died, and walks away. And I'm like, super duper, man. 220
is the one you don't want to mess with.
Yeah.
No,
are you going to start testing your wires now?
No.
You should start testing it with like other electric sources.
Well, like I've been shocked with like if I pulled out that outlet now and I grab that, that's like nothing. That's like being shocked on 4 with that.
It's not fun.
And yeah, it's not fun, but
I felt that there was a light socket, but there was no light bulb in it, and I was a little kid, it was in my fridge outside, and I'm like, "Huh." I stuck my finger in there, got a good zap.
Yeah,
and like you like feel it. It's weird. It's
totally different. Yeah. It's totally the feeling of being shocked.
Like I've been shocked by like you know I like I said I've been shocked 13 times, and like being hit by outlets, you just go ow.
Yeah,
and like you shake your hand, your hand feels like it just feels like a large. It doesn't like act like you know some like shows they'll show you like. They touch live wire, the whole thing shoots up in sparks.
Yeah.
It's just you grab it and you feel the vibration going through your whole body, and it just it hurts.
It's like your bones.
Yeah, vibrate. Like you feel it going through here, then you feel it.
Yeah.
It was
the
weird.
Worst. And, the you keep going.
And it just like there was that one like being shocked with a 220, and like outlets I usually don't like you know tense up, but there was this other outlet that I hit at some. This lady was crazy, by the way. She said electricity was bad. She can feel.
Oh, you were telling us about this the one episode. Yeah,
that was my complaint of the week. And so at her house, I was putting in outlets again, and just I got hit by the hot, but it was just the hot, and like that was the only time I went and like tensed up and everything. Yeah. That was about like. My 6th shock, I've been shocked total 13 times.
My worst shock was the place I used to work at. One of the places I used to work at, there's like an electric, like a little box. It's just the computer of the system for these presses. And I don't know what was broken on it, but basically there was like the face to it. The face kept coming up. And on the one side, it wasn't like the plastic was like broken on the side, so you couldn't like you could like touch the wiring and stuff inside. And I don't know what I touched, but like I put my hand up there and it shocked me. And I remember like my whole left arm like hurt. Like it was like weird. Like afterwards, I was pissed. I was so angry. I remember I was so mad. Like I just walked away and I was like, I'm done. I'm taking a 10-minute break. Like I'm He's like, what happened? I was like, I got shocked because you're a moron. But I remember getting shocked there. That was not fun. And then, yeah, definitely putting forks in outlets as a child. No, God, no. Won't that kill you? Wouldn't that kill you? A fork in an outlet?
Maybe a small child, but now probably not.
You want to test it?
No.
There's an outlet to your left. Come on.
Yeah, it's my right.
Put this on 16 as you...
Sometimes I want to shock you just because you're dumb.
That's hurt. That hurts, man. Dude, you know what I think?
I sound like a badass whenever I say like I could beat Aaron Donald and everything, but that I had so much anxiety
the
whole day.
Yeah,
like every though I know it was off, I would take my tester and I would be like shaking, testing the wires and everything, and that whole day I was scared out of my mind. Like I don't like doing some of that stuff.
That's like almost getting in a car accident because you don't check your mirrors. And then the rest of the day, you're like,
yeah.
And then you change your lanes.
I thought you were referencing my car crash.
No. I was like, listen. I'd be looking at a stop sign.
Oh, I come to complete stops. Dude, I probably shouldn't say this on air, but I
I don't know if I should say this. I run red lights like no other now. Oh my God. Every time, if I pull up to a red light and I'm turning left especially, if I'm there for more than 45 seconds, I will literally just blow the light. I will pull up and I'll keep inching forward, looking left, right. I'm not looking for cars. I'm looking for cops. That's probably the problem. Looking left, right. I'm looking and I'll just go. I just run it, dude, past 12 o'clock. I got orders to make. Honestly, I do it all the time now. I will just run them. It's so bad. And there was one day I did that. I will say this was really dumb. I did it at Taco Bell on Center Road. Mm-hmm. So, like, the main road of our city, which is where, like, all of the cops sit in our city.
Yeah.
I did it there. I ran it, and I was like, all right, well, I got to get this order. So I ran this light, and I drive, and I'm off the main road. Now I'm more in the suburbs, like housing and stuff like that. I get up to this one street called right before Grafton, North Carpenter, right? Okay. Right before Grafton. So I'm pulling up where the fire station is.
Yeah.
So I'm pulling up there. There's a red light. I stop, and I'm thinking about it, and then I see a car coming behind me, so I'm like, okay, like, obviously, I'll wait. I'm sitting in the left lane, and I sat there for a long time, like, waiting. And this car pulls up behind me, LED headlights. I'm like, huh, like, okay. Like, I just, like, figured, like, oh, it might be a cop, like, whatever. Just don't do anything, like, insane. So I stop, and this was after I had just ran that red light on 303. So I stop, light turns green. I make the left turn, turned on my blink and everything, made the left turn. This guy, what if we take it off and we just don't do it?
I don't think that can happen.
This is coming out of your pay grades. That you don't get. So I take this left-hand turn, and as I'm turning, this guy is riding my babushka, my butt. That babushka doesn't even mean butt. That means grandma. Riding my butt, right? Yeah. I feel... Is gay a swear word?
Gay means happy, though.
Yeah. I mean, I feel homosexual saying butt.
That only has one meaning, but...
Shut up. I don't know what to say that. So this guy is... riding me. How do I say this without being gay? This guy's riding me, huh? Without saying the word.
This guy's riding my bumper.
Here, I'll say
give me
it.
The marker.
Here,
give me the marker. This guy's riding my Zach, I need you to say this word for me.
He's riding his ass, I would say.
Got him, he said it twice, you idiot. Oh, that's the wrong...
Okay. Right, what's a topic we can get Aaron really angry at?
There's a lot. There's a lot.
I don't know. We got a lot of topics to talk about.
There are a lot to talk about. We can always do a double episode if we have to. So, this moron is riding my...
ass.
Right? And, like, I mean, like, right next to my car. As if I wasn't turning. Like, turning right on top of me. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, okay, like, I just figured, okay, it's a cop. He's probably just being a moron. Because you know how they'll do that when it's... This is, like, 1 in the morning, by the way. Like, and I've definitely had cops do this to me before where they'll just, like, do that. Because we live in the suburbs and they're just retarded. I've been saving myself. I've been doing good. And I take this road all the way down Grafton, down to... what's the street across from Center? Okay, so I'm going down. I probably ride this street, would you say 3 miles, that is? A mile and a half? 2 miles?
Maybe a mile.
You'd probably say like a mile, right? But like a mile. He is riding my butt the entire way. The entire way. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm figuring out he's just going to pull me over, and I'm waiting for him to. Never does. I go, every time I turn my blinker on to turn right, he turns his on right after. I turn right into this development, heading in the direction of this... I'm dropping off an order, mind you. Heading in the direction of this order, he turns on... He's right on top of me. Right on top of me. Turn right. I'm coming down to a stop sign. So how this works is, there's a stop sign. I'm going to turn... I turn left at the stop sign. And as I'm turning left, I'm looking in my little side mirror, and I'm like, oh my God, that's a Corolla. Like, that is not a cop. So I'm like, who the hell is following me? So I'm like, and like, mind you, like, I know, like, we live in a good area, like, I wasn't like, but it was just like weird, like the timing of it and all this stuff, like what is going on? So pulling up to this next stop sign,
I like started to slow down like I was gonna stop. And then I like made sure no cars were coming, gassed it, ripped the stop sign, ripped another right past the second stop sign. By the time I was turning into the second street, he was just getting to the stop sign. And then he just turned right. So like he wasn't following me anymore. But dude, I mean, I probably hit that second turn at 20, 30 miles an hour. Like just whipping and just ripped it. Like if there was another car there, I would have just hit him 100%. But like... And of course, like the driveway I'm at is super far, super long. So I'm at the bottom of this driveway walking, just staring down the street, waiting for this car. I would have thrown the order at the door and then just took off and got in my car. Like, I didn't know what to do. It was so weird. But that happened. That actually happened right after the other order where that kid was like, no way. Right after Devin's order. Devin, if you're hearing this, I would love to have you on the podcast. That would be...
What if you just drop... Like, we could get business cards and you just drop it in their order?
I think it's illegal.
Why?
Would it be illegal?
No.
No, I don't...
No. Isn't that soliciting?
No.
I don't know the definition of soliciting. What is soliciting?
It's like coming up to the door and wanting...
Yeah, but that can't be the only thing... salesman. Yeah, but that can't be the only version of where you're not allowed to do it, right?
You're not really selling anything. You're just dropping a little piece of paper.
I am selling something.
Not really. It's free.
I guess you're right. So does it become soliciting if, like, it's a paid thing?
If you're, like, walking up the door, knock, hey, listen to our podcast, please.
Do you think we'd get viewers?
Not doing it that way, but maybe the bag way.
The bag way?
The bag way.
That'd be so many.
Maybe if you did like giveaways or something.
To who? You guys?
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like a rigged,
I don't know. You'd be like, type in a code and you type in the word.
What do I have to give away? Pillows?
An Amazon gift card.
I need the Amazon gift card. You gotta, you can give away stuff to me. That's not a horror. I know, I've thought about stuff like that.
No, you gotta find, you gotta see.
Once we're on YouTube, we're gonna jump. We're gonna make a lot of jumps, but we gotta get there. We're almost there.
We can do like a secret word. Like it says this, it's like type this. No, we have to. That'd be kind of weird. How to do it? Or like
people will be typing outlandish stuff into
just like you have like a no, but then you can just look up.
Like, no, I promise you, the word is not a racial slur. Please stop saying that in my comments. Like, can you imagine?
All right, guys, this word today is a six-letter word and it ends in R.
Oh, yeah, no, what you can do, you can, like, have each one have a different number on it. And then be like, and on this date, we'll release the... Or, no, you don't even give them a date because they have to listen to more of them. Then
they're not gonna do it.
Then we get a $50 gift card. Actually,
people definitely would.
Yeah,
people would. $50 too. Oh my god, I'll listen to a. I don't know what I'll listen to. I'm gonna just not get myself in trouble. Oh my god, yeah. So that's what I've been up to. Just a lot of door dashing. Please don't. No, please.
I'm going to hide under your bed. And wait till you go to sleep and put it on your neck at 16.
How bad? And you just seize?
From a
dead sleep.
Yeah, and then you just get zapped awake. How would that...
Oh my god, that would have to cause...
You'd probably pass out.
That would have to cause some kind of like mental damage to your brain, right? Like there's no way...
You can sleep again. It's like
Freddy. Yeah, you're going to start getting like a twitch in your neck or something.
Oh my god, you would just sleep with one of those neck pillows on at all times. Why do you keep sleeping in turtlenecks?
You'd like cover the entire bottom of your... Underneath your bed with mouse traps. Just
sleep in a latex suit. Does that stop? Oh. Did you guys hear Kanye is not racist anymore?
Well, did you see the post he made with Jonah Hill?
Yeah, about Jonah Hill? Yeah. Did you hear about this?
No.
Oh my god. So basically, I guess he watched some... What?
21 Jump Street, and Jonah Hill's made him realize...
Jews are not bad people.
Yeah, he said he shouldn't be criticizing... Hold on, let me pull
it up. Dude, figured that out through 21 Jump Street.
Dude, it's got to be some kind of scam. Like... I don't want to be that guy.
Probably get like a pay deal for something.
Well, also Adidas is bringing him back too.
Probably because they lost a buttload.
They lost billions.
Yeah.
He became a millionaire from a billionaire after losing all those brand deals, and then all of the companies he was with lost billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Maybe not billions, but lost at least millions. I know Adidas lost a ton of money.
Yeah.
Enough to bring him back, like a re-sign, like working with him.
Right. That's probably part of their deal, and then he just did his own Kanye way.
I saw something. It was a TikTok I saw the other day. It was like this guy was going through these places and like. There was, like, you know, the Travis Scott shoe for, like, $1,500, and then Yeezys were, like, $180.
Yeah, yeah. They're not...
I need new shoes.
They're a rare one. You gonna buy Yeezys?
No. I want something comfortable, but I've heard they're comfortable.
Yeah, here's the Kanye thing. Watching Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street made me like Jewish people again. No one should take anger against one or two individuals and transform them into hatred towards millions of innocent people. No Christian can be labeled... anti-Semitic knowing Jesus is a Jew. Thank you, Jonah Hill. I love you.
Like, dude, that's not real. That's not real. Kanye is doing this as a stunt. He has to be. You really think he was like, oh, yeah, he just didn't know Jesus Christ was a Jew this whole time? No, he's not that stupid.
I did see someone had a sign in their yard saying, may ye be born again or something.
Dude, I'll get one of those. I'll put one of those in my room. Dude, I'm telling you, I think he needed an out. I think he needed an out, and that was his out.
And it was 21 Drum Street for some reason.
You think Kanye's going to stay away from the public eye? Come on.
Dude, he could have just been like, yeah, I watched a documentary on, you know, the Holocaust, and now I'm not anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, I watched 21 Jump Street.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think it was a fake though.
Yeah, because you got Veeam and he's Jesus in 21 Jump Street.
True. I never watched that.
Yeah, I think I have, but I was like half asleep.
Isn't that the one where he gets shot in the...
Is that the one with the cops?
Yeah, he shoots off the gym teachers. It's where it's like a drug raid and they go back to high school or something. Yeah. And Jonah Hill shoots off the teachers like wee-wee or something.
He's Wang.
Yeah.
Anthony Wang. Is that a real person? I got into a huge argument with Jeff and them today. Well, honestly, I had a huge argument with Jeff, and then I just kept making fun of EB every time we talked. But they wanted to do just stupid fantasy rules. But, like, me and Jeff were arguing, and me and Jeff were, I would say, having a intelligent debate, where we were just debating. And then every single time EB would talk or speak or would even start typing, I would just start harassing him. And I told him, shut up, you're a redhead, no one likes you. I called him a man-child. Like, every time he speak. I said more horrendous things than that. Nothing horrible, but my mom does listen to this.
Do you know, he's at least like a third of what he'd be at right now. And from the first like 30 minutes, he had like 5. And then from the first like 20 minutes, he had 5. And the next 25, he only had 2. And one of them was on purpose.
Is living in agony really living? Am I living, Zach, or am I just staying
alive? Without success. So success comes with failure, all right? So you're getting better.
Thank you, Ronnie Reed George.
Yeah, success comes with failure.
Oh, Zach,
you didn't give me context, but we wrote quotes down.
We wrote quotes down. I said it earlier, and then we got tired. Well,
yeah, because this whole episode is supposed to be about motivation, success.
You can't give a good blowjob without choking a little.
It's beautiful. That's beautiful. I mean, come on. Mine is no papa, no more shark. No shark, please. So,
that's gotta be racist.
Me? How is that racist? I don't want to get shocked. And Zach is papa. Did you guys hear about Putin is not allowed to leave Russia? If he, like...
I can see it.
...lands or sets foot in any country allied or that is in NATO or allied with NATO, he will be arrested.
For war crimes,
yeah. I don't know how that works, like, especially if you're, like, a police officer and you see Putin. He's probably going to have a tank with him. I don't know.
You think the NATO / the U.S. knows exactly where he is at all times?
Oh, yeah, no. They absolutely know.
And I saw this thing with, like, Tucker Carlson. I don't necessarily... I don't pay attention enough to actually agree with him or not.
My arm hurts really bad.
Don't say the bad word yet. And he was, like... He was trying to just get an interview with Putin, right? And he got a call from, like, the NSA or the government. It was like, hey, I know you're trying to get an interview with Putin. And so they just call him, let him know they know that he's trying to do this. Which means, and he was on Signal, which is supposed to be like a encrypted, open source messaging platform that you're not supposed to be able to like look at.
Yeah. And they just were watching him.
Yeah. They're just.
Wow. That's crazy they told him though. Why would they tell him?
They probably, I think they had a reason, like either like don't do it or like let us help you or just something. They had a reason. I don't remember the reason.
Do you think, like, what do you think the amount of stuff the government has seen happen or knew was going to happen that they didn't do anything about to make us think that we still have,
It's probably like small, like even just like small drug crimes.
Dude, oh my God. You know what I learned? You know what I learned recently? So I used to work. I don't know how much detail I can give. Oh, no. If it's telling the truth, can I get in trouble?
Depends what it is.
I mean, it's not going to be like, it won't be, I'm forgetting this, the word.
Dude, so there was a guy, I did not know him.
You can just leave out names.
Yeah, so I did not know him. I used to work at a car dealership, and this was a while back. I knew of him. I talked to him maybe once. Seemed like a pretty normal dude. Got fired like recently, like a month or two ago, for he had child pornography. Like a bunch of it, apparently, right, dude. Just randomly, he was like, "Yeah." I was like talking to one of my friends who used to work. And he's like, "Yeah, so and so got fired." I was like, "Oh, no way, for what?" And he's like, "Child porn," and just like so casually said it, and I was like, "What?"
I'm sorry, whoever's parked in the driveway needs to move their car.
That's perfect. Sorry, I need to realign this. Damn.
Fuck.
Get over here, boy.
All right, guys. Thanks again for listening. Right now, I'm recording this at about 3 a.m. This episode will be up in about 4 hours, 5 hours. So I did want to say this is, again, part one. There's going to be a second part two. You guys seemed to like that a lot last time, so I figured we'd try it out again. Let me know. Let me know down below what you thought of the episode. If you like the part one, part two, if I should just go for shorter part one, or like just one video. We're going to be having actual video coming soon. Hopefully, within the next 2-3 episodes, we'll have video. We'll be up on YouTube. We'll be up on everything. So stay tuned. It's coming. I love you guys. For the few people who have reached out about getting on, I am going to be getting you guys on. I have a special guest coming up soon. So be sure to get back in for the next episode. You guys are going to love it. It'll be part two with Hanky again. I love you guys. Stay safe. Have a great one.